Students at the University of Michigan are escalating their protests against the war in Gaza with a bold move. After winning enough votes to control the student government, they are freezing about $1 million designated for student activities. They are demanding the university divest itself from companies that have business ties to Israel or weapons manufacturers. Ji-Hoon Choi is following this story. She is the student government editor at the school paper, The Michigan Daily. And here's where I want to tell you that The Michigan Daily is independently funded without funds from the university or the student government. And Ji-Hoon is with us now. Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
So what reasoning did the activists, now student government members, offer for withholding funds from student activities? What did they say?
The main, like, student government, I guess, opinion on this is that because CSG serves as a voice for students to the university, they wanted to be like an outlet for students to show concern on how the university is, at least in their opinion, funding or at least investing in companies that are funding Israel and like the current Middle East conflict. So one way to kind of show that they don't want to be participating in that or want the school to divest is to halt a lot of student activities, which includes like student organization funding.
So I read on the website that the central student government aims to, quote, enhance student welfare and the Michigan experience for everyone, unquote. Mm-hmm. And I just wondered if there's any way to gauge whether the student body on the whole thinks that this decision is in alignment with that.
Yeah, so it's a little too early to tell just because students have just come in. It's our first week, and student organizations will be doing like their first meetings like this week as well. Even today, we have something called Festival where student organizations will be showcasing what they're all about. So it's a little too early, but there has been some concerns voiced by some community members, such as last night when there was a meeting for the student government, a few of the student leaders in certain student organizations did say that they were a little concerned for the year.
So there was a student government assembly meeting just last night, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there was an opportunity for people to sort of talk about this. But what I think I hear you saying is people are just getting back to campus. So perhaps I guess people are just hearing about this.
Yeah, that's right.
So what has the university said, if anything?
Because I mostly do student government, I'm not too sure exactly how the university feels about all of that. But yeah.
How is this funded then? Does this come out of students' tuition payments? I mean, how is this activities fund funded?
Yeah, so the student activities or at least student organization funds come from the central student government, which has like a total money that is budgeted to like different groups within like the student government. And one of them is the student organizations. I think in our tuition money, we do have money that goes towards the student government, and they're the ones that like divide how much money goes where. But the money that's put into student organizations right now, it isn't like being used. So that's kind of like where we are.
Okay, so you were telling us that today is the day that student groups meet for the first time. I mean, a lot of universities, they call it, you know, tabling or number of things where they kind of show the student body what they're all about. Have any of them talked about how they think they can cope without the promised school activities funding?
Not exactly. I think like for students, they were just mostly like concerned, but like, yeah, nothing like, I guess, solid at the moment.
Okay, well, I guess you'll be reporting on this and you can report back to us when you know more. That is Ji-Hoon Choi, who's student government editor of the Michigan Daily. Ji-Hoon, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.